From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson along with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now, and there is now video of a fireball and black smoke rising near a rebel-held village in eastern Ukraine where a Malaysia Airlines flight has crashed. Ukrainian officials are saying it was shot down. That has not yet been confirmed. What we do know is 295 people were on the plane, which was traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. President Obama spoke earlier today in Wilmington, Delaware, and called it a terrible tragedy.
The United States will offer any assistance we can to help determine what happened and why. And as a country, our thoughts and prayers are with all the families of the passengers wherever they call home.
And there are reports that 23 of those passengers call the United States home. They are American. Earlier, we spoke with freelance photographer Mitislav Chernov, who's working for the Associated Press. We reached him at the scene of the crash.
There were parts of the plane scattered around a few kilometers. There are still some of them still burning. Well, there were bodies and parts of the bodies also scattered around, and the territory is held by rebels so far, the pro-Russian rebels.
And who is
the... We can also see the luggage of people, just the luggage. So we confirm that this is a civil plane.
And does it appear that the plane broke up before impact, or can you tell?
Yes, the plane definitely broke up before the impact. That's right.
And why do you say that?
Because I mean the tail, the middle part is really, really far from each other.
Mitislav Chernov, freelance photographer, speaking with us about 1 hour ago from the scene of the crash. The plane went down in the Donetsk region of Ukraine, where there has been heavy fighting. The Ukrainian government and pro-Russia separatists have denied responsibility for downing the plane. For more, we're joined by Alan Cullison, who's Moscow correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Alan, tell us more about what you're hearing, what we haven't already put together there in the introduction from Moscow.
Well, I think the most interesting question is who had what sort of weaponry when in order to take down a plane like this at that sort of height. The rebels have been under attack from Ukrainian forces and have been on the retreat, and lately they've been funneled a lot of, at least the Ukrainians say they've been funneled a lot of arms and sophisticated arms from the Russian government, or from the Russian side of the border anyway. And among those things that the rebels claim to have acquired lately were some sophisticated anti-aircraft systems that they claim that they got from a Ukrainian base. Those rockets are can shoot far enough to take down an airliner. The problem is that the Ukrainian government also has those anti-aircraft systems, and the question now is, what kind of evidence are people going to be able to marshal to determine who exactly shot it down?
Well, and neither side would have any interest, I wouldn't think, in shooting down a civilian airliner that has nothing to do with the current conflict.
No, of course, they have had an interest in shooting down Ukrainian aircraft. And, you know, the rebels have been claiming responsibility for shooting down aircraft. The leader of the military commander for the rebels, just around the time that this went down, had bragged about shooting down a Ukrainian plane in a post on a social network site. They're claiming that wasn't the Malaysian plane, but the timing seems to match up pretty well.
Well, and then the question is, who is going to get to the evidence first that's right there on the ground? And Mitislav Chernov, who we were just hearing from, is saying that representatives of both sides were at the crash scene when he was there, both rebel forces and Ukrainian emergency services.
I'd be surprised if Ukrainian emergency services would be allowed any Ukrainian government people would be allowed to the crash site. I'm not sure what he was talking about. That, I mean, rebel-held territory, it's very dangerous for anyone to appear there who's not a rebel or a rebel sympathizer.
What's been the reaction so far from Moscow, from President Putin?
Well, they've extended their condolences to the families and the rebels also have. But they maintain, at least of the news services here, are carrying accusations as well, of course, that the Ukrainians themselves downed the plane. I think one of the versions is that it was an air-to-air attack, and that the rebels now say that they do not have weapons sophisticated enough to bring down an airliner like this.
And of course, the Ukrainians are saying that they didn't do this either. The rebels are saying that they didn't do this either. Although this Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, has said that this is the third plane incident. That's what he called it in recent days, with Ukrainian aircraft shot down already.
Yes, and I think that's pretty much confirmed from the rebel side, too, that they've been shooting down airplanes. And what the initial version that came out here, as soon as the plane came down, the Deputy Interior Minister said that the rebels had set up an anti-aircraft battery in a town near the Russian border, and apparently thought that this was a Ukrainian cargo plane when they shot at it, and then learned otherwise.
That's Alan Cullison, a Moscow correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, talking with us about breaking news today, a Malaysia Airlines plane down, crashed in eastern Ukraine, 295 people on board. Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you.